know the secret to making post-war Italian currency. We can conquer a very small percent of the mid-20th century world.
Just have to invent time travel, and then
we can own the
wouldn't that be crazy?
Counterfeit Italian post-war currency market.
Just fuck.
I don't think you understand how time works.
You said 1 to 3.
Yeah.
And then the party starts at 6.
Yeah.
The bar crawl starts at 2.
Yeah.
So you have 3 hours that you could be bar crawling.
So how am I supposed to get from...
Car.
But I'll be bar crawling.
Yeah, but you don't have to get fucked up. You just drink a beer and hang out.
Fuck everybody. We're talking about that.
What are we talking about?
I don't even know anymore. I just know that I couldn't attend your thing because I'm already attending a thing.
Because you're...
You're kind of a tool-ding a thing because you're being a tool.
You can't keep saying that. It doesn't really bother me that much. It's just I can't go. I've already.
Why don't you go be in your garage and hang out with all the other tools? Because you have so many tools in your garage that are like you.
That one kind of missed.
No, it didn't. You just think that because you got so burned that you can't see through the burn. You got burn scars.
Did my eyes get burned?
Yeah.
Why did my eyes get burned?
I don't know. You're the one that got burned.
The explosion.
Yeah. That's what she said.
I don't think that... So was it
hey, guys, I have another bit for you today. Are you ready?
No, I'm too busy being a tool.
Yeah, well, you can be a tool and you can play. It's another... Is this or that thing? I'm not sure what it's called, even though I looked at the podcast name today.
Because we're just straight up ripping off the Good Morning People at this point. And we're like...
Sure.
Like, we have bits that are different every time and we sing the name. Like,
is that Good Morning America?
Good Mythical Morning.
Oh.
Good Morning America. No one's watched that for 75 years.
I know, but it's still on, which is like, it's like the Eldritch Horror of TV shows.
It will never die. That which is dead can never die.
Speaking of which, that Call of Cthulhu game's coming out soon, or has already come out.
Wink.
All right, so today is a good one. It took me a solid hour of work not working to figure this one out. And then it took me another half hour to get examples. I thought, sometimes I was going to do... Shut up.
No.
I was going to do, like, real cheeses or fake cheeses, stuff like that.
Something I'm good at instead of something Amy's good at?
But what I ended up on was real-life alloys or Star Trek planets.
What?
Okay.
I feel pretty good about this.
Joe's not here to fuck it up.
That's the is this or that today. There is a surprisingly large amount of both of those things, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So if you thought that this was going to be easy...
I know a little bit about metallurgy and a little bit about Star Trek.
All right, are you ready, Amy Boone?
Absolutely not.
Do you know what any of those things are?
No.
You know what planets are?
I'm going to fail this.
Yes.
What's a planet?
It's when it's bigger than your mom. Hey-o!
Is that like the moon? Hey!
She's got mom burned.
Why would you burn my mother? She's a very nice woman.
The first one.
Retribution for you burning my eyes.
Maybe if you weren't such a tool.
Yeah, you can have you can have eyes.
Burning everybody's moms now.
Okay, eyes if you didn't have eyes. Alright,
the first planet or alloy is... God, I can't read. It's too small.
That's what she said.
Brimbrite? Yes. It's Brimbrite. A Star Trek planet.
Brimbrite.
Or a real life name for an alloy. Or metal.
I'll wait to reveal my answer.
You guys want to do the same?
Alloy. Same time. I have no skin in this game.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't have skin in this game? It's you and me directly competing.
I already know I'm going to be bad at this.
I was actually also going to go with alloy.
Okay. Well. It is, in fact, the trademark name of Brimetals Co., which is a various type of lightweight sheet metal used for building shit.
Grim,
so you guys are both right.
If Grimdark is on this list, then I'm going to set you on fire.
It's not.
Okay.
It's used to build light alloy boats, is what Brimbrite's used to build.
Does it say what it's made out of? Or?
Yeah, it's made out of magnesium and aluminum.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's a Brim, Burn Metals was the company who made it, so they ended up calling it.
It's funny to me, it's made out of magnesium and aluminum, because if you take aluminum and iron oxide and then light magnesium and put it in there, that's thermite. But if you just take the iron out and stick them together, then you've got a really nice lightweight alloy. All
right.
That's just
right?
Physics is weird.
Yeah, physics is weird, and you're going to notice that a lot on this list, Or maybe you're going to notice it less. Who knows how many there are. All right. The second one is Custelin 5.
In
the middle lane.
Could you be less sure of that answer, please?
No.
Okay. How is that guy in that?
In fact, it is a low pressure brazing alloy. So it is a brazing alloy, in fact.
Oh, the five through me.
The five through hardcore. Okay. So yeah, that one was one of the ones. It was like, I had to go deep, right? And yeah. So in order for me to get that one, I had to look at specific brazing alloys. And I didn't want to throw like C13, 5, H5, you know, G21 at you. Because you know that
would
was
hurt me
an alloy. Yeah. Yeah, it probably would a little bit. But, you know, Custelin 5 is what they call it.
Cool.
All right. The next one.
You're getting tricky.
Is Beta C. Beta C.
Beta C.
Okay.
Come see the sights on Beta C. Yeah, I'll go with planet.
Okay.
I think I'll go with alloy.
All right.
Captain.
It is, in fact, a variation of titanium.
Damn it.
Variation of titanium.
Tying it up.
It's used in niche applications, including parts of airplane landing crafts and fasteners used in automotive industry.
What a dumb name.
It's called, technically, it's called titanium Beta C, but I'm not about to give you that shit. Winky winky blinks. So the Wikipedia article was Beta C, and then when you click on it, it links to an article called Titanium.
That's
Beta
totally
C.
Fine. I see where you're going. I'm starting to think. I'm getting wise to your ways.
Oh, are you?
Your ways wise. Wise ways.
The next one.
Wise, wise.
Farts.
Is Mithrin.
Mithrin.
They've got clumping litter.
No, they need it.
Oh, shit. They need clumping litter.
Somebody get this man a clumping litter.
There's
Almost
clumping
Home Adoptions
litter.
Needs clumping litter. Yeah, it's called sand and it's terrible.
Ew.
Have you ever pooped in sand before?
Yes.
It's terrible.
It's awful. Gets everywhere.
It doesn't clump.
And then you've got poop and sand and sandy poop everywhere. It's worse than every other scenario.
All right, Mithrin.
Mithrin.
Star Trek planet.
I agree.
Isn't it dismissive little... flicking it off my fingers.
Oh, is in fact a planet in the Delta Quadrant. And I thought this was interesting. It's in Bothan territory. There's a Star Trek race called Bothan.
At one point they just gave up and started using Star Wars characters.
Yeah, I think it was a Voyager one too, which is even more
it's
of a giving
Delta
up.
Quadrant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they're like, can we start
they
using Stephen King novels or Star Wars characters?
Bothan's in Star Wars. No, they just did cat people, I think.
No, that was we did cat people.
Or did they? I don't remember. Yeah, Mithrin is in fact a planet in the Delta Quadrant. So, you're both good. You guys are tied right now.
No.
Yep. Keep the pressure high.
Amy's like, Amy's putting pulling a real Dalton right now.
Way to Dalton it up.
Because Dalton's always like, I'm not gonna do well, and then wins. So.
I'm not winning.
All right.
Damn it, Dalton.
Italma is the next one. Italma.
What does Jeff Gold? Bloom.
What? Jeff Goldblum.
Uh-huh.
Wants his money back.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall. So,
Italma.
Planet.
Metal. I think you're saying it wrong.
Amy would be right, but I don't know
nice.
If she's right about me saying it wrong.
Nice.
It's a metal found solely, wait a second. No, it was a metal, but I have the wrong definition here.
Oops.
But it is a metal. But the definition I had was when the list I was going to do, what was it? Famous metal, or it was fantasy metals versus real metals, and I thought that was too boring. So, but yes, it is a metal. And I think Italma is used in, let's look.
It's Gefucken See?
Yeah.
That's the German name for Italma.
Italma alloy. It's produced by ASA, a company called ASA. Shortly after World War II, being used in the new coinage of the Italian lira.
I was so close.
It lasted until the adoption of euro coins in 2002.
One
it's
country over.
96% aluminum, 96% aluminum, 3% magnesium, and 0.3% manganese.
Now we know the secret to making post-war Italian currency. We can conquer a very small percent of the mid-20th century world.
Just have to invent time travel, and then we'll
can fucking own the
wouldn't that be crazy?
Counterfeit Italian post-war currency market.
If you knew you were going to time travel, and you're like, man, this metal that like I can get a ton of right now, it was worth so much, you just bring it back, and you become like a king. Like in seconds.
Destroy the economy.
Yeah, it would be fucking legit. It'd
be fun as
fuck. All right. Duronome.
Duronome?
Duronome.
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 Duronome. A biodome.
Duronome. Hula girls.
Planet.
Rocky. I'm gonna go ahead and wait.
Hey, Amy said planet. What do you mean wait?
Oh, she said planet. Yeah. I was talking over her.
I said it like a robot.
Oh, I'm gonna go with Ally then.
You're gonna go Ally?
Mm-hmm.
Amy is winning this game. It's an Enolian penal colony in Enterprise, I think.
Okay.
Or not Enterprise, but that the Enterprise went to.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who an Enolian is. We probably should have waited to do this until we had an expert Star Trek person in the car. But then it would have been really boring because they would have gotten them all right.
Who's the expert Star Trek?
I don't know. Just anybody. What'd you say, Amy?
Is it a biodome planet?
I don't know. It's a penal colony.
You're a biodome.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
It means that it's a colony where penals were.
Boring.
All right.
Prison planet.
AA 8000.
Mmm.
Alloy.
What do the 8 stand for?
I don't know. I didn't even look.
You don't get to know that.
Planet.
It is, in fact... used for electrical wiring.
Damn it.
It's an alloy. And it replaced AA1350, just in case you were wondering.
Wolf 359.
Yeah, Wolf 359. That is not on here.
Good, because that would be a little too easy.
There were some when I was like, that one really does sound like an alloy.
Yeah.
And then it was like one that you know right off the bat if you've watched any Star Trek. All right. Next. Magnox. Magnox is an alloy.
Damn it,
mainly
it's a
made up
name.
Of magnesium with small amounts of aluminum and other metals, used in cladding unenriched uranium metal fuel with a non-oxidizing cover to contain fusion products.
Jesus, that's highly specific.
Yeah. A lot of these alloys are very highly specific. Like, you'll have ones that are, like, non-corroding, but only if in salt water. And, like, some of them are non-corroding only in, like, fresh water. It's, like, really interesting. But yeah.
So funny that he's like, I need a very specific metal.
A metal that
not
will...
that one.
No. Make it more specific.
All right.
Only for boats.
But only boats in the North Atlantic and shallow waters. What? You heard me.
You heard what I said. All right. The next one is Ogot.
Ogot?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I just go planet,
planet
the whole way down.
Planet? Both of you guys got planet?
Yeah.
Okay. It is, in fact, a Klingon planet with a warrior academy on it.
I think been there.
You've been to the Klingon?
In a video game.
Oh, okay. What video game did you play that?
I'm trying to remember, but I remember being...
Is it the Star Trek?
Maybe it was a comic book or something, okay. But I remember seeing the Klingon academy or some academy on there, so... Yeah, nerdy childhood. Getting me through games another nerd made up instead of working on a Friday. Since... that time we started this time thing.
The time thing.
Like, just a little bit ago. All
right. The next one is AR-558.
I really want to say alloy, but I feel like I'm being tricked.
Is this or that is all about the tricks?
I know, you're very tricksy. Very tricksy. But you do meta tricks, tricks within tricks.
I'm turning tricks within tricks, which is a tetra trick. It's a tetrahedron of tricks.
I don't think that's how that works. I think it just makes you a real big hoe.
It's a fourth, wait, wow. I'm a fourth dimensional hoe.
Fourth dimensional hoe, that's banning. Get that on the list. I'm gonna go that way. Fuck it. I feel tricked, but I'm gonna let the trick stay.
I'll go planet.
Amy Boog. Amy, she's got, like, the strategies.
Of just being planet?
Of just saying
have you answered anything but planet yet?
Yeah, I answered the boat one, the boat bright.
It is a planet in the Chin-Tok system in the Alpha Quadrant.
Yes.
Located, which is, it's inhospitable to human life. It was a location of a Dominion communications array during the Dominion Federation War. It was invaded by the Federation troops and held for 5 months without relief forces and minimal supplies.
Dang.
So, war never changes.
Lore.
Lore never changes.
Lore never changes. Who's winning?
All right.
It's Amy.
See.
I know it's Amy, but I want to know by how much.
You got two over mine, I think.
I think you're up by one or two.
Mm-mm. Or we're tied.
I think we're both only
counting
our failures.
Amy's winning by one.
Yes. See, we're only both remembering our failures.
Yes, you guys are very, you're both very good at remembering only your failures.
Yeah, I suck at that too.
Actually, Amy might be one up on you. No, she's not. Okay.
What?
One more up on you than that. But I did just, well, you'll see.
How are you counting things?
How am I counting things?
Carefully.
Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
You don't worry about it.
All right.
Let me worry about X.
Goloid is the next one.
Alloy.
Weed. I'll keep my planet streak going.
Goloid is a rejected coinage metal.
Damn it.
Tying it up.
It was, the reason it was rejected is kind of cool because it couldn't be distinguished from silver coins, so they couldn't, it was too easy to counterfeit coins that were made of goldage. So like they didn't end up using it. But it's a gold alloy.
Gold alloy.
Yeah.
Gold and silver.
What is gold?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a silver copper. It's okay. It is a silver copper alloy.
Okay. Cuz I thought like gold one of the ones that's like an arrogant little shit as far as alloys, isn't it? Like it won't alloy with stuff.
Look, I'm not some kind of fucking metallurgist, okay?
But you are a chemist.
Oh, that's really fucking, just because you know how to swing a sword doesn't mean you're a weapons master.
It does, though. I am. I'm certified. My hands are not allowed on airplanes.
You're still a companion.
Shut it.
Oh, she just called you the fuck out.
I will cut you.
If it comes out in 2019,
all right.
You might be.
The next one is Zykton 3.
What was it?
Zykton 3.
Zykton 3. Planet.
Moogoo babe.
Planet.
You are both correct.
Yes.
It is a planet where Jean-Luc Picard once sought shore leave. That's it.
Zykton. So now I'm on the third one. Good.
There are four Zyktons.
Zykton.
Okay.
Zykton Z.
The next one is
fucking Z.
Pyrus 7.
Pyrus 7? Metal.
I should keep my foolproof method.
Are you winning?
I don't know. Because Kyle apparently can't count.
It's more fun when you don't know who's winning.
It's true, though. It does change your game.
Pyrus?
Pyrus 7.
But not Pyrus.
No, it's not.
You keep going, I'm changing my answer.
Metal.
Metal. Metal. In fact, it is neither of those things.
What?
Is this a trick?
You both said metal.
Oh.
I should have kept my
You said metal and you said alloy, so I was being cheeky.
An
uninhabited planet featured in a TOS episode, Cat's Paw, is discovered home to be a home of two powerful beings who toyed with the crew of the Enterprise. So it's a Kirk one. What are you doing?
It's Cat's Paw.
Oh, you're being a paw. You're being
cat's
a paw.
It's Cat's Paw.
That's pretty cute.
It's Cat's Paw.
All right. Fornax.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Planet.
Metal.
It is a planet. Its sun went supernova,
losing.
And the Enterprise saved its colonists. So there's that. You know. Yeah. Okay.
Is that the one where they brewed beer and the thing and made a big mess with all the
Look, I don't watch Star Trek. I'm not a nerd.
I hate
okay.
You. So
I'm a fucking nerd. All right, the next one is Trumbaga.
Trumbaga.
Always metal. Always metal.
I'm going to go with alloy.
Amy?
Yeah, I guess since I switched off of Team Planet and now I'm stinging. I want it to be a metal.
Okay. It is, in fact, a widely used pre-Columbian culture of Central America to make religious objects. It's like a kind of gold that was used to make religious objects.
Kind of gold.
Versatile and could be drawn, cast, drawn, and hammered and gilded, soldered, welded, yeah, plated, hardened, annealed, polished, engraved, embossed, and inlaid.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like not gold.
It sounds like your golden butt.
I don't think you can do half of that.
Okay. Didysterus is the next one.
Didysterus?
Yeah, Didysterus.
Planet. Planet. I'm just going to start shooting from the hip so we get through the list before we get home.
Planet! You're both correct again. Nice. This is too easy for you guys.
No, we're just guessing.
I keep failing.
Delta, I mean, they need to do like
three behind Kendrick.
This is this, this, or this, or this, and have like third thing.
Oh,
that way it's even harder.
Spoiler.
Delta Quadrant, it's a Delta Quadrant, a planet accessible from Sciaris via the Sciaris spatial trajectory.
Fucking duh.
Who fucking wouldn't know that?
How do you not know something as duh as that?
Okay, the next one is Rhynax.
Rhynax.
Or Rhynax, I'm not sure which one. Because I don't know how to pronounce things.
If it's Rhynax, it's clearly a metal, and if it's Rhynax, it's clearly a planet.
Oh, isn't it?
Depending on the pronunciation, it means everything. I'm gonna go with
metal.
It is, in fact, a planet.
Damn it!
Formerly populated moon of Talix and the home of Neelix, all life was destroyed here by a doctor who is an asshole.
Yep.
I
miss Joe. I had the most foolproof method when Joe was here.
LS6.
For the record, that was infuriating to listen to.
That was amazing.
Was it? Because you're just
so
losing?
That was, no, it was like, stop doing it, Joe. And then he kept doing it. And it was like, stop doing it. And then he kept doing it. Anyhow. What was it? LS6?
LS6.
Planet.
Planet. Amy Boog?
I heard you said metal.
Oh, it is, in fact, a planet. Planet near the Gamma Quadrant, opening for the Bajoran wormhole. It's an opening for the Bajoran wormhole, yeah. Terfinal D.
Metal.
Wow, okay. This is fucking metal. I guess I'll just go to the next one.
Planet.
The alloy has, it's got this thing called magnetostriction.
Oh, cool.
And they use it to, use it in ultrasonic transducers and acoustics and, like sonar stuff.
Cool.
It's pretty sweet. But I guess I'll just fucking skip on that.
Well, it just sounds so much like a metal, dude.
Or Molu.
Planet.
It is a process of gilding, but it uses a specific kind of metal called a Rumlu.
Interesting.
Or Molu. So you're both wrong.
Wrong
answer. All right. Brassilota? No, Brassilota.
Brassilota?
Yeah.
Planet.
God
damn it. It's a system with three planets, Totoro, Yuri, and Ki, which were fictitious code names of Operation Lovely Angel, a battle simulation between the USS Enterprise-D and the 80-year-old USS Hathaway.
So they were actually not planets, even. They were fake planets in a fake system.
Trixie. Tierney.
Planet.
It is, in fact, a form of tin plate. A thin steel sheet and coat. It's like a thin steel.
You've tricked us on a number of these.
All right. Gamma 7A.
Metal.
It is a planet.
Really?
What?
Yeah. It's this, it says a system surrounded around a fourth magnitude sun with billions of inhabitants. So it's like a system slash planet. A system of, it's the seventh planet in the system.
But it's Gamma. It's the Gamma Quadrant. That's an odd name for a Star Trek. Yeah, sorry.
Constantin.
Metal.
Metal.
It is a metal. You guys get the metals right away.
Metal.
Oh, right. I'm going to actually count for real this time.
Is that it?
Yep.
Okay.
Down.
I know. You have this.
It's no fun if you're not competitive. Now I feel bad.
I'm not being competitive. Well, I mean,
yeah,
I am.
You are?
I internalize it all, though.
Yeah.
When I'm winning, I'm great at being a sore winner.
Yeah. That's how everybody is.
Oh, you guys.
What?
You guys. You don't even know what's going to happen.
Kendrick won by 1 point.
He did win by 1 point. That's exactly what happened.
Son of a bitch.
Awesome. 1 point. Kendrick won the Star Wars or Star Trek planet or allies. Is this, this, or this? By 1 point. Look at him.
So bitter.
He's like, his chest is all pumped up.
How salty
like,
are you right now?
Psyched.
So salty. Amazingly salty.
She's so salty, she's going to not be able to eat popcorn or, like, you know, French fries for a week.
Saltier than the half of the country that lost in this most recent election that was in the past now.
Well, this is getting a little bit too political for Sitsock. This is supposed to be a show about, like, dick jokes and weird stuff that we talk
saltier
about.
Saltier than dick butt.
Saltier than Kendrick drawing dick butt on all the telestration pads.
Saltier than everybody else feeling after I did that.
Well, thanks for listening to Sitsock.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
If you don't like this segment, then you can get wrecked because it's fun for me.
It's not going away. Don't worry, though. Band names will come back soon.
Yes, they will. We just have to, you know,
remember.
Yeah. Remember, or get made. Well, I like doing band names with guests.
Yeah.
So
that band name was just a little unwieldy, man. We're gonna have to start getting to it.
Is it keep growing?
Yeah.
I don't add any of the ones you tell me to add, by the way.
Oh, I know, I do.
Good.
After when I'm recording.
Bye. Like, comment, subscribe, do all the stuff we like
we love you
to do. We do.